Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. So enjoy those. freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls here. And if we get a chance, we'll talk about the TSA and their new rule that they want you to follow. At least one of them. Let's go to William first in Tennessee on the amplifier line. Hello, William.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's, William.
I just got back from the Mouse House, Orlando,
mm-hmm.
Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a currency there called the Disney dollar.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, and they've had it for over 20 years because they had it in 1984 when I went there as a kid.
And what is it? Is something you can only use in the park?
Right, but theoretically, it's worth one Disney dollar is worth one Federal Reserve note.
Okay.
It's just like a gift certificate system that they have there,
yep.
But actually they have different denominations and it looks like money.
Okay.
This ties into the whole Ron Paul, the Liberty dollar with the Ron Paul dollars being confiscated.
Mm-hmm.
If Disney can do it, why the hell can't Bernard Van Nothuis?
Yeah.
Right. And you actually get more value out of the Liberty dollar than you do a Disney dollar.
Well, sure, that's why they want to get rid of the Liberty dollar.
Right, because
exactly.
It's a real threat.
The Disney dollar's value isn't going to fluctuate because it's going to be hooked to the dollar. So you'll get $1 for every Disney dollar, and it's not showing how the dollar's going down in value. But the Liberty dollar will show you how it's going down in value because it's based mm-hmm. on a precious metal.
Well, that's a big conspiracy, and I didn't think you guys dealt with conspiracy theories.
either
it's a really strange coincidence, or it is it's a conspiracy to protect the Federal Reserve note.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would go with a conspiracy on that one, because the monetary system in the United States is definitely a conspiracy. I mean, conspiracy being people, two people deciding to do something in secret, essentially. So, at least two people, and the whole Federal Reserve System was definitely set up on a sort of a secretive basis. They met in secret at Jekyll Island, and, the whole thing has sort of been kind of a secret operation. And absolutely they want to protect their dollar. They don't. They want to protect their fiat currency. They don't want any real threats to arise, and they know the Liberty dollar keeps gaining in popularity, and especially since they've tied themselves to the Ron Paul campaign, they're getting even more attention than ever before. It's awfully coincidental that these raids just happen to occur literally days after a full two-ton shipment of Ron Paul dollars arrived at the home office. So, it's certainly interesting coincidence.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought this up, by the way. It's great,
Full disclosure, I got this from a blog post on the Washington Post website.
Yeah.
And somebody compared it to the Disney dollar, and they have pictures of Disney dollars up on that blog post.
Smart person, also it's akin to getting chips at a casino. You know, you can redeem them later.
Yeah.
But
if I didn't have money and I owed you money, but I did have a casino chip, wouldn't you take a $25 casino chip for my debt?
If I lived relatively close to that casino, but if I decided that I wanted to take it for, a $20 debt or something
we're just 1 hour from casinos down in Tunica, Mississippi. So, yeah, I mean, I would definitely take casino chips in form of payment if somebody owed me money.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
By the way, to address the thing about the conspiracy theory, are we a conspiracy theory show? No, not at all. This isn't a conspiracy theory show. I think there's a difference, between identifying some interesting points and, spending hours and hours, delving into minutiae in regards to 9/11 and the crash of the towers.
Well,
and that's
there's a lot of truth before you get to lizard people.
What a great line. You got to put that on a bumper sticker right next to Mark's. I wish the anarchists would just leave me alone. Awesome
good
line.
Stuff, good stuff. William, any other thoughts?
That's it.
Thanks for the call.
800-259-9231. And that's how you end your call, too.
You don't try to come out and take more bows or anything like that. You get your good line in and go.
Awesome. Continue and talk to Roy in California. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Roy's gone. Mm-hmm. Let's try Ken in Connecticut. Ken, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, what's on your mind, sir?
I had a question regarding Saturday's show, actually, with the police asking homeowners to invite them into their house.
Yes, yes, they're asking them with three goons standing outside of their front door looking scary and frightening and saying things like, we're going to have to ask you to allow us to search your house. We're going to have to ask you to search.
You just can't refuse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's what's going on. What's your question?
Well, what if I'm not at my house, but, say, a babysitter is, and they invite the police into the house?
Mm.
Can they do that?
Yes.
Or do I have any recourse against that?
As I understand it, anyone who is in the home can allow someone in. There's a great video called Busted. If you go to the Free Talk Live BBS, you can find it. I think it's under the Promoting Liberty Forum. There's a link to it there. Or you just go online and look for it. They have a segment on Busted about the police coming to your home. They cover the police encountering you on the street, like just a contact on the street. They cover them pulling you over in the car, and they cover them coming to the home. And the situation they use to talk about them coming to your home is a bunch of kids having a party. And it shows that if just, you know, some random kid, some drunken kid comes to the front door and there's a cop there, and he lets the cop into the house, boom, that cop's in the house.
The cop is in the house.
If you're home at the time and you are a homeowner, as I understand it, I could be wrong about this, certainly I would love to have a law enforcer to call in and correct me, but as I understand it, you can then limit the police. So if someone has allowed the police in, you can say, whoa, well, I'm the homeowner here. Look, I'm sorry, they were mistaken. I don't want you in here. You need to leave. Of course, it's going to be difficult to get them out at that point.
Right,
But you should have that ability. In the case of a babysitter, if you aren't home and they let the cops in, you are SOL, my friend.
And they can take whatever they want that they find at that point. My stash or, you know.
Sure, sure, and charge you with crimes for it. Yep.
Crazy. Hey, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So if you're concerned about that, make sure your babysitter knows the rules. And that is, don't answer the door if the cops come.
Yeah.
And that's what they say. You know, in the inner cities, they say that many people, they just know better than to let the cops in their house or to even answer the door, to even talk to the police. It's come to the point where the police are so untrustworthy, so questionable, so corrupt, and so dangerous to your freedom that it just doesn't even make sense to talk to them. And, of course, the police are frustrated by that because if they are investigating a legitimate crime instead of, you know, a drug dealer or something like that, if they're investigating a murder or a rape or something like that, they have a tough time getting cooperation from people. And, you know, if you cops would just stop enforcing bad laws and become, you know, the good guys again, then it wouldn't be an issue anymore. Then people would help you out. But nobody wants to help you. People don't want to even look your direction because they're frightened to death that you're going to find something to arrest them for. And they have good reason to be frightened of that. You do that stuff. Now, not all cops. Some cops are good guys, and they, you know, they're not corrupt. But the fact is, you don't know. As an individual who's encountering the police, you don't know if you're dealing with a good guy or a bad guy. You have to presume the worst, I'm afraid. And that's the way people are dealing with the police these days. Just don't even talk to them.
Well, when you say corrupt, you're using the term to denote people that enforce
laws
bad that
law.
You don't like. You know, and I would agree with you that I don't think those laws should exist, but I'm not sure that makes an officer corrupt.
No, I also mean corruption. I don't think that enforcing bad laws is corruption necessarily, but it leads to corruption. I mean, the fact that they're prohibition and that sort of thing absolutely leads to corruption, and you never know if you're going to encounter a corrupt cop or not.
I would agree with you that you don't know, but I wouldn't. But I would not have. I would not make it seem as though most cops are corrupt.
I don't know if it's most. I don't know how many cops are corrupt. There's no way to know those things.
Absolutely.
I do know that I think a good percentage of them are. I won't go out on a limb and say most of them. I would say a good percentage of them are because we've talked to cops before. I specifically remember a retired cop from Texas, mm-hmm. who called in to say the reason he left the force was because all of the administrators were corrupt. Because the corruption rises through the ranks. Corrupt cops are more likely to insulate and protect other corrupt cops and that sort of thing, and they all sort of help each other out and rise through the ranks. And the good guys get frustrated by the corruption, and they end up quitting. So the corruption drives the good guys out of the force.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of a natural incentive for the good cops to leave, and therefore leave the bad cops in the force. So, and I've known police in person who've told me, the former NYPD detective told me every cop he knew was on the take. In some way, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 19, 2007. Gold, 786, 40 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $810.29, $399.40 for half, $199.70 for quarter. That's $810.29, $399.40, and $199.70. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone. When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-356-5111. 1-800-356-5111.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's for free. Get signed up for the updates. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Well, you do every time somebody doesn't pay their bills. That's one of the many compelling reasons Stakel CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the businesses, be it bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to contain costs so they're not passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at Stakel CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. Stakel CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Let's go right into the phone calls again. Talk to Fred in somewhere. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Confederate States of America, because I'm an expat of the CSA, but I'm in Colorado.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah. Two things. One real quickly. I remember Mark saying that he seldom falls asleep without smoking a cigar.
Yes, he's an addict. Rare.
Oh, great. Do FCC rules prevent him from mentioning brand names?
Oh, not at all. No.
I generally smoke cheapy. I learned to smoke cigars in prison. They don't have expensive cigars in prison, although I have smoked premium cigars and certainly enjoy them. The kind that I smoke to go to sleep are Havitampas.
Oh, Havitampas. Okay, I see. Yeah, because I'm kind of a bit of a connoisseur.
Mm.
I like the middle to lower high-end price cigars. Partagas are actually my favorite. So,
now, are you a daily cigar smoker?
I have smoked as many as 60 to 90 in 1 month, and I've smoked as few as 3 in one entire year.
Hmm. Okay. What is your current consumption habit?
I smoked zero this week, and I smoked 14 or so last week.
Wow. Okay. All over the map.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever mood I'm in. If it strikes my fancy, I'll grab one out of the humidor. I have a humidor on the truck, and I have one at home. So,
I've got a Fleur de Dominica at home, sitting in my little. I've got one of those little glass humidors.
I had one of those. This year I had one of those. They're very nice too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark, maybe you should spin off and provide a little competition for Cigar Dave. Little Mark Cigar Hour on the weekend.
I think Mark's got a good niche there.
I don't think I know enough about cigars. They're going to hand me my butt in that arena.
I have to get some help. The thing I called about is I've been having an ongoing debate with somebody about farm subsidies, and I've been trying to think of all the ways in which farm subsidies harm us all, and today I blurted out something without really being sure. It's kind of like when you're going out on a branch if you used to climb trees when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You're going out maybe just a little too far on that branch without being sure if it'll support your weight, sort of, if you understand the metaphor.
Gotta stay close to the trunk.
Right, exactly. And I said that one of the problems with farm subsidies is that it robs us in two different ways, and I don't know if I should have said this because I don't maybe understand enough about economics to come back and actually back this up. I understand a bit about economics, but not as much as the average economist.
Okay, what'd you say?
I told him that, of course, we're all taxed. The government robs us and takes our money and then redistributes it to these farmers.
Right.
But it also results in, either directly or indirectly, in higher food prices, so we're actually gouged twice.
It's true.
And it seems like it would be true, but I just can't put my finger on how. And I do know that there are these government-supported cartels. You guys, I think about a week ago or so, were talking about the milk cartel.
Yes.
And it is government-backed. I do know that. And I wonder if there's other ones for, eggs or meat or...
Tons of them. I'll give you a couple examples. In fact, I can...
Okay, if you could just explain as best you can in simple kindergarten-type terms, because I know you guys know quite a bit about economics, a bit more than I do.
Very good, Fred.
How it'll raise prices and hit us twice.
Thank you for the call, Fred. We'll do that. Appreciate it. Garvin,
well, my take on it is this. In fact, this is where I can get a little plug-in for the book, Live Free or Die.
Oh, excellent. We forgot to do that last week.
No problem. I was glad to be here on Thursday with you guys on the night that, the day after they had raided the Liberty Dollar place. But
It's Gardner's new book, just released over the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And you can go to amazon.freetalklive.com, punch it in, Gardner Goldsmith, Live Free or Die, order it through that, and Free Talk Live gets a cut. And, of course, Gardner, you make money on everyone's sold, right?
I get a cut, absolutely, and it was very excited, as I told you guys off the air. I was very excited because they put it in the certain categories of nonfiction, and at a certain point in the government nonfiction democracy category, it had gotten up to number 19.
Wow.
I couldn't believe
That's
it.
Cool.
And I was past Garrison Keillor, so please get extra copies. Please, I mean this seriously. Buy an extra one just to show them what Liberty can do.
Well, and make sure you, I mean, if you have, you're going to have some at the Liberty Forum sell, but if you've got one before that, bring it with you to the Liberty Forum so you can get Garner to autograph it.
I would be honored. Yeah, it would be great.
That's cool.
It would be a lot of fun. And
Subsidies.
Yeah, in it, I have an article called Plum Deal, which I wrote for the Foundation for Economic Education. And I talked about how the government was going to subsidize. There was a glut of plums on the market, plums, prunes, plum juice, and things like that.
Okay.
So the price, it was just too low for the plum producers, and they had lobbied Washington to do something special for them, which was...
Successfully.
successfully, which was to get the government to pay them to stop growing plums. And the way they were going to do it was the government would pay them not only to not grow plums, but to destroy plum trees. This is the only place where a productive economy can be destroyed because you've got too much, is where the government comes in. The whole reason we have a productive economy is to get so much, it becomes really, really cheap, and it's easy for us to get stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but these guys, they didn't like the fact that there were so many plums out there. Either demand was too low or supply was too high. So they got the government. They were going to pay to destroy plum plants.
Wow.
So my mother said, well, shoot, you know, I could just plant the plants and then say before they even, you know, germinated, I could just say, well, you know, I could stop these right now. If you pay me, I'll just dig them all up again. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's great. You wouldn't even have to have the plants themselves. You could just have the threat of growing the plants.
Sure.
So anyway, to get to the economic points, and you guys want to add to this, but to me, the way I see this is one, you increase expense by artificially decreasing supply. So the government gets in and they subsidize, either they subsidize the growing of something or they subsidize the destruction of something. If they're subsidizing the destruction of something, you get an increase in the cost because you get a decrease in supply. If they're subsidizing the creation of something, then you're getting a warping of the marketplace because the government's getting involved where people would not be spending their money normally. So that costs everybody, and you're getting something which is not in that great demand.
Either way, so, it's costing you. I mean, whether they're subsidizing the destruction of the property or the destruction of the plants or the planting of new plants, either way, it's costing taxpayers.
Right. And when they subsidize the planting of new plants, that crowds out other market forces for the other products that would be planted in those areas.
Sure.
So, for example, with ethanol, it's a perfect example. The government is giving incentives for more corn to be grown. So the cost of wheat and the cost of beets and the cost of sugarcane is going up because there's less field space that's being devoted to it.
Interesting.
So what you get is...
So the same level of demand for the beets and the other things, but less space, so higher prices.
Exactly. And you're hit twice because they take your money for the subsidy, and then when the subsidy occurs, they affect the marketplace so that the products you buy become more expensive.
More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Narnex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, and they include live streams, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollar had its offices raided and all of its precious metals seized on November 14th of 2007. That's last week. To find out more, go to libertydollar.org and sign up for their updates. To get help or to help, get a paper Liberty Dollar and sign up for the class action suit also at libertydollar.org. Don't let the federal government shut down this important alternative in currency, libertydollar.org. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. I believe DJ is on the line. DJ, hello. You're on Free Talk Live, calling from somewhere.
Is your guest still there?
We don't have any guests, but Gardner Goldsmith is here sitting in and joining us as our third host on the show tonight.
Okay.
I suppose you could call him a guest host.
I believe that's who I would be referring to. You were talking about the farm subsidy programs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I have a perspective on this from the other side.
All right.
I have been a commercial dairy producer, commercial hogs, commercial beef, row crop, cash crop. I have not been, due to the economic situation, for close to two decades.
Okay.
Now, what he is saying has truth to it, but is less than half there.
How so?
You got to back up. It's like someone who gets caught. I picture this gentleman, and what he is saying is someone who has gotten caught by some creep who just sawed down a tree in his own front yard, and it landed on him, and he's pinned, and he's kicking and screaming at the tree, not understanding who's going around sawing down people's trees.
All right, interesting analogy.
Who's sawing down the trees?
What is it that, what's your point?
Okay. I wish off the top of my head that I knew which program it was talking about, but if you would check with Gary Brownfield, who is also a broadcaster in Genesis, or go into his archives, it's somewhere around 2 to 3 months ago, I believe, he brought up what they had discovered, and it is actual congressional legislation to take family farmers out.
Okay, what do you mean?
They're going to take family farmers out? Yeah, well, Ian, I understand what you're referring to. Well, let me step in. Hold on. I understand. Let me see if I can anticipate it. I'll give you an opportunity to speak, but I just want to say, are you talking about the corporatization of farms and how the small farmer is basically being pushed out by the corporate farms and their lobbying efforts in Washington?
I'm talking about far more than that. May I finish?
Sure.
Okay. Having been in the Farm Bureau back when it had a little dab of usefulness, it was also still a major brainwashing job. I saw the job that was being done on the individual small family farmers by the corporations, namely Monsanto,
mm-hmm.
ADM, Cargill, etc. And Farm Bureau was in on it, and we didn't even know it.
Job are you referring to, ma'am?
Pardon?
You said you saw a job that was being done to the small farms. What are you referring to when you say that?
Okay. You're talking about an entire big picture, and in order to get the whole thing, the whole forest, the whole scenery, you've got to back up, and you've got to go back to a globalist agenda to control the world's supply of food and to starve out the most productive, the most able country to defend themselves, and that is this one. We literally did have the capacity to feed the entire planet a couple times over.
You know, it's interesting you should bring it up Hold it. Okay, it's interesting you should bring it up, and whether or not one agrees that there is a globalist agenda or not, you can see that functionally within the government, the way it works, and of course the public choice economists have spoken about this greatly from George Mason University on through the Chicago School of Economics, the way it works is very clear. It's very difficult for the small farmer to be able to fight the corporate interests who will get, and it is...
Especially if they're getting subsidies.
And I absolutely acknowledge that the corporations are the ones that are getting most of the subsidies. The small farmers are not. But regardless whether the corporations are getting the subsidies or the small farmers are getting subsidies, the subsidies themselves are immoral, unconstitutional, and they are anti-economic. And I agree with you,
right,
whether the rationale is because of a globalist conspiracy or it's just the way that the politics works because the corporations have the money and the incentive, it is destructive and it harms small farmers just like it harms so many consumers. We don't disagree on
that. So the problem is with the bureaucracy and the subsidies, those need to go away. That way we can have a true free marketplace in farming again.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
I'm sorry I interrupted, but I didn't want you to have to go on and
right.
on about it.
Would you agree with that assertion, DJ?
Some of it. Can I finish, please?
Sure. But you got to be quick,
please,
DJ.
Go on.
How can you be quick about something that has been...
Because
well, it's your
job.
It's a radio show.
You know,
we don't have an hour.
Segment.
We
already
got
8 minutes
of it.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
I can't hear either one of you.
We just have to be concise. We need brevity here because it's just the format. We're stuck
okay,
with the format.
You're making broad generalizations that these are being paid to the farmers. They are going through the farm account straight into the banker's account. I did it. I saw it. I signed those checks over. Tens of thousands of dollars. I signed those checks over.
It doesn't matter, though. The problem is with the subsidies and the government program, man. It's not, you know, okay, wherever the money's going, that's a whole other issue. The problem is the government is redistributing our wealth in the first place, and that's the issue. That's what's wrong. That's the problem that needs to be solved.
That is very wrong. And in doing so, they are using the average taxpayer's money in order to literally take food production out. This is not a short-term program.
Right. I would
right.
totally
it needs to go away.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
you would agree then that the farm subsidies program needs to be abolished entirely then, right?
Yes, it does.
Good.
But
I'm glad we're in agreement.
Do something else.
What's
you
that?
You must take off the absolute hamstrings. If you have a banker who has a case of the hiccups regarding your farm operation, you can be sold out.
See, this is the problem. You're talking about how so many of the farms are in such debt to the bankers that the bankers often push these sorts of things, and they tend to pull the strings.
They don't push it, they force it.
There you go. DJ, thanks for the call. We appreciate the information. Interesting perspective that the banks are essentially pushing the farmers into getting the subsidies. Is that what you're saying, Gary?
I think what we're looking at is corporations getting most of the subsidies, pushing out the small farmers. The small farmers having to give up their farms, the banks get them back and make a lot of money off them
farmers have to pay, so therefore they don't have money to pay off their mortgages and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and there are other factors involved there, too. You got the death tax that they want to reinstitute. That's being argued down there. But as far as the purity of the subsidy thing goes, you don't even need to look at those types of things. To look at the backwards ethics, the unconstitutionality, and the backwards economics of it.
That's the trick. That's what politicians do in order to, it's the smoke. Oh, well, this is a complex problem, and it needs a complex answer.
Right.
We'll sit down, we'll get a team, a committee, we'll get a bunch of people, a lot of people smarter than you, and we'll talk about this, and we'll come up with the single best answer we can come up with, and it'll be reams and reams of paper, and you won't bother reading it because, well, you're a dope. And then people just shut down.
Yeah.
No, the simple answer is stop taking people's money and redistributing it to other people.
Right.
That's wrong. If I want plums, I'll buy plums. If I want
and you'll pay
milk,
whatever they cost.
I'll buy milk.
Yeah.
And, if it's too cheap, then people will stop having milk and they'll grow plums.
And
whatever.
You know, Mark, I think there's a real advantage to being able to distinguish between the economic axioms that are applied, that the universal give and take and unintended consequences that occur when the government gets involved, and then all the other stuff that people can study on their own and say, oh, well, you know, this force is pushing this force, and they're looking to try to get this money here and there. If you understand the economics of the redistribution of wealth and fascism and corporatism and stuff like that, it's very easy to say.
That's all you need to know.
This is going to, exactly.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. They want to distract you with all the details when really the problem is them taking your money in the first place and giving it to other people. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your phone call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garth.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. We give them all away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's all of $3 a month, and we're just asking you. The website gives you everything for free up front, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their website. Only a select few talk show hosts, like Gardner Goldsmith at LibertyConspiracy.com and ourselves, offer our archives for free, as well as the website feature for free. So we're asking you, if you like that, if you like the show, then go to amp.freetalklive.com, use any major credit card, PayPal, or some of the alternative options, and get signed up and help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. That's what AMP stands for. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And I can tell you, the reason we're on as many stations, 31 as I currently speak, as we're on at that many stations is because of the amplifiers.
It absolutely is.
Because your money, your $3 a month, plus the 400 other people that are in the program, all add up to a nice little advertising budget for Free Talk Live.
That's amazing. It's great.
So the money goes right back out the door. It's not going to Mark's paycheck or anything like that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks amped, like the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room and forum, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of the amp-only call-in line, let's talk to Matt in Illinois on that line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, and Gardner.
Hello, hey, Matt. What's on your mind?
I'm calling about, I think his name was Jeremy. He called about his girlfriend that he was having problems with.
Yeah. Yeah, a cop had come to his house with his ex-girlfriend. She was wanting to get her stuff, and the cop asserted that he didn't have to have a warrant to come into Jeremy's home, to watch over the girl as she was getting her stuff.
Right. I had a buddy who was in a similar situation, except it was the opposite kind of situation. He actually had to call the cops to go back to his house where his girlfriend had kicked him out of and get his stuff. Only this time when he got there for him, I believe she had called the cops to protect her when he came over.
Okay, and, so they had both called the cops?
No, I think he got there and the cops were there. I think he called her and made arrangements and she called the cops.
I see.
There.
Okay.
She was actually a daughter of a Cook County sheriff's. So he got there, and they let him in and watched him take the stuff. But when she challenged him on something, he said, "This is mine," and she said, "No, it's mine." So that's the same situation this guy was in.
Mm-hmm.
The girl was challenged. The cop told him, "Do you have a receipt?" So I'm not sure what state he's in, but in the state of Illinois, if you go and you're trying to get your stuff out of somebody else's house or somebody that has possession of the house, because these two were married.
Yeah.
This is a divorce situation.
Mm. Does she have a receipt?
He didn't have a receipt. No.
Did she?
No, I don't.
Who has receipts? I mean,
maybe they should give it to charity then.
Yeah, really. Once the 90 days is up, your receipt's useless. Why would anyone keep a receipt that long?
In case you're ever going to get a divorce, keep your receipt.
Apparently so.
I don't know, but...
They ruled in her favor on that item? But wasn't it both of their house?
It stayed with the house.
So since she had the house, she had gotten the house, then she got all the stuff in it then.
And she got to keep what, I think that was a stereo that we're talking about. And she got, I believe she ended up keeping that and keeping some other stuff of his, simply because he didn't have receipts for it.
Bummer.
I think like a couple of TVs and stuff like that.
That's a helpful tip, sir, and thank you for making it, Matt. Any other thoughts?
No, this was quite a story though. He was kicked out because she attacked him. He had marks on his throat from where she was clawing him.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up pushing her off. She had no marks on her body, but she called the police, and when the police got there, they not only kicked him out of the house, but when he agreed to leave to go to a hotel, they cuffed him and took him to jail.
Wow. In many states, they have to arrest someone on a domestic violence call, and it's usually the man.
Yeah, you'd think it would be the person with the person without all the marks.
Yeah, and he came to work the next day, and I mean his throat was really scratched up and bruised from where she was choking him.
He came the next day, so he went. But you said he went to jail.
Yeah, he went to jail, and then called the son, and the son came and bailed him out.
That's pretty quick. Wow, Matt, thanks for the story. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know. When it comes to domestic violence situations, many go unreported, not just from the female side, but also the male side. In fact, most female-on-male domestic violence goes unreported. And in fact, there is some information out there that suggests...
That one didn't get reported either.
Right.
You know, that was...
There is some information out there that suggests that the actual majority of domestic violence incidents are started by, initiated by the female.
Physically
initiated by the female, and of course, you know, guys don't call it in because they are embarrassed. They don't want to be seen as, wimpy or whatever, and so they never go reported. But that doesn't mean those women aren't doing damage. I mean, they certainly can. And when it comes to, you know, getting your stuff after a relationship, like you said, if you want to keep your receipts, then that might help you in that situation. Otherwise, you just pretty much have to let it go. You know, it's one of those things that Harry Brown, in his excellent book, How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World, he talks about you have to pay the price in order to free yourself from certain situations. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a relationship and you need to get out of it, then if you understand that letting some of your stuff go is going to make that breakup go so much smoother, then that's just what you need to do. It's just stuff. You can always reacquire it at some other time in your life. I mean, for the most part, you can reacquire most all of your stuff.
Yeah.
So if it comes down to that, there's no point in making extra waves and, you know, causing extra trouble because you want to get your favorite T-shirt back or whatever. Yeah. Just let it go.
It's like in your personal relationships with arguments sometimes. Sometimes you got to know, look, you know, I'm not going to be getting through making my point. I'm just going to be causing more problems. I'm going to back off now.
Although, if you have a Savvy Rest mattress, it might be worth fighting for, because your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. And if that bothers you, well, it should, because it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Let's talk to... let's go to William in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. William, hello. William's gone. Let's go to Charles in Michigan. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind, Charles?
Hey, buddy. I live here in Michigan, and I'm not sure if you ever heard of the Driver's Responsibility Act. I actually got two things, but have you guys ever heard of it?
No.
What is it?
Okay, basically what it is now the, you know, you go down and you get a ticket from the local cop or whatever, and not only do you get a ticket and have to pay it at the courthouse if you get the ticket, the state is going to also send you a bill for two straight years for $200 each year.
What for? Why?
If you get seven or more points, if you don't have an insurance,
Yes, we have heard of these things. It's like an extra tax. They have essentially created a tax on their tickets, basically, in that if you, you know, you get too many tickets, then you cross this certain threshold, and they do what you're suggesting, and they you know, they charge you on a yearly basis because somehow that makes you a better driver or something.
Yeah. So I've been fighting that. So I was just wondering if you guys ever heard of it, and I've never heard anybody else talk about it on.
It's crazy.
On the shows.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they fined you. Now they're going to additionally fine you.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly what they're going to do because they can. Your second point, sir, we're short on time.
Okay. Now, I was actually calling about the force vaccinations that was happening in Washington D.C.
The forced what? Vaccinations?
Vaccinations, yes.
Yeah. Is this of the kids, the school children?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I was calling. There was a lady, she called in earlier to the Alex Jones show, and I was just, it was just ridiculous. I haven't had a shot. I had one booster shot when I was like in the fifth or sixth grade, but after that I haven't had any more. And I was just wondering, like, what document do the parents sign over to the state that the children are now wards of the state? I mean, what is going on with that? I mean, are the kids the parents? Are the parents or are the kids the states? That's what I'm asking.
I don't think there's a document that they sign. It's just that the state threatens people, and it's scary and frightening, and Right. Nobody wants to go to jail.
You can't have free school unless your kids get our special shots.
Right. So it just uses its power, and it just uses its position of authority to goad these parents into doing things like that. So there's no actual documentation. There's no social contract. That's nothing more than socialist fantasy. But yet people obey because the state simply is. It's frightening. Nobody wants to have a cop come to their house. They don't want to go to jail, and they're scared to death of the government, so they do what it demands. It's very sad, and I wish we had more time, but thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, just enough time for a thought from William. Or wait, he's gone. Let's try Paula in Florida. Paula, you've got the last 20 seconds. Go.
Yeah, hi, hon. I just thought I'd call and let everybody... just bombarding Washington because of the president bringing out an executive order that if you don't go along with him, you're going to be considered a terrorist.
Yeah, that's old news.
And martial law.
Right. That's old news, Paula. Thank you for the call. And, you know, Paula's always got the same solution. Call Washington.
Give them a ring.
They keep doing the things they're doing, and I'm sure there are people calling, but they keep getting bigger and bigger, so I don't really know if your calls are doing much of anything. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.